From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. One day after French voters put her in a presidential runoff with centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron, nationalist anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen announced that she is temporarily stepping down as the leader of her National Front party so she can run as a candidate for all of France. In what analysts described as a political earthquake in France presidential vote, Le Pen received 21% of the ballot, while Macron garnered 23.8% of the vote. A winner needs an absolute majority, so a second round will be held on May the 7th. Top officials in the Trump administration will hold a rare classified briefing at the White House for the entire U.S. Senate on the situation in North Korea on Wednesday. Briefing comes at a time of growing tensions between the United States and North Korea. A State Department spokesman says North Korea doesn't appear to be scaling back its nuclear ambitions.
What's very clear is that they're pursuing a nuclear ballistic capability and continuing to carry out tests to give them that capability of reaching not just other countries in the region, but possibly the United States. And that is, to put it mildly, a game changer.
President Trump made separate telephone calls Monday to the leaders of Japan and China to discuss concerns about North Korea. North Korea on Tuesday celebrates the anniversary of the founding of its military, a key holiday in the country. There are concerns the communist state will celebrate the holiday with a nuclear test or an intercontinental ballistic missile. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.